Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Good day, good day.
We got our big 3-day virtual event happening today, tomorrow, and the next day.
And Thursday, yeah.
See how that works? 3 days. It's called MDM Live. It's the $1 million model, and it's going live today. However, you probably, by the time you're listening to this as well, it's already over with. Depending on how this one goes, we'll probably run it again and again. So we're excited to kind of make that our education play. Some training on that. Within that training, we kind of have, I have all these stories I'm telling about kind of the iterations of this gym and kind of how we started. And one of the things that kind of stuck out to me was over time, we simplified more and more to become just kind of a single service offering. And that's really when things are simple, there you could scale simple, you can perfect simple, you can be the best at one thing when you're simple. And I have a slide that says one service, one avatar, one client. And it really hit me, like, as I was building this out, it was like, man, really, this should be what everybody strives for, is to be the best at this one thing.
Yeah.
And most of the time, what happens, most gym owners, they go down this path and they've got a bunch of different services and they've got a little bit of revenue coming in each one of them. And then they start adding more things into the fold for, you know, typically called profit centers, and it starts to dilute everything. So you can't, I always felt like I could, but like, honestly, the honest truth is you can't be the best at everything.
Sure.
I always felt like, oh, I can do it all. I got it. No problem. But it ends up all averaging out to like mediocre. You might have one thing that's a little bit better and you got a couple other things. And so you see this a lot with gyms that are struggling with their membership sales and they're just not hitting their numbers. They start to bring in, oh, let's run a high ticket nutrition transformation program to kind of offset or backfill the revenue that we're lacking because we're not getting the memberships we want. Or let me add supplements, or let me add apparel or stretch or all these things. And that could be detrimental on a lot of ways. When you start taking your eye off the ball, the ball is the service, the thing, the main thing, whether it's large group, whether it's semi-private, whether it's one-on-one, maybe whether it's a combination of those, the training, the results, the on the floor workouts, that should be your main thing.
Correct.
How you deliver it. We believe in semi-private training. Scalable semi-private is the way we do it. But look, guys, everybody's listening to this podcast has different models. Okay. Well, if you're going to do large group, be the best at large group. Get all of like 80% of your revenue coming from large group or your training. before you start to kind of like dabble in these other things.
Yeah. And I think that you nailed it with the distraction part of it, right? Mm-hmm. And the goal of every gym owner, I'm sure, is to increase revenue, to make more money, but to do it by bringing in additional profit centers and things that are, one, going to take you off that main focus, right? You're not increasing that monthly recurring revenue through memberships. But it's also dilutes your bandwidth. It takes away some of the, you know, the time and effort that you're putting over here. And most, more often than not, it's short-term gain that has to be repeated consistently, like a high-ticket program, challenge-based mentality. Those aren't fixes for the business. Those are temporary, like, stop gaps, right?
Band-aids.
They get the, yeah, they're Band-Aids. I mean, they're going to get the revenue. They might get the revenue up this month, but now I'm servicing a client for 12 weeks. Collected the money up front, probably spent the money that same month, you know, and the money's not going to be there to service the client for the duration of the time they're with you. And at the end of the day, it's taking you off of converting those people into long-term memberships by creating, and quite often changing the entire perception of what the gym is known for as well, right? You're grabbing, it's a desperation play, it's a scarcity kind of mindset to be there. And the membership levels never get where they need to be in order for the gym owner to have a consistent monthly recurring revenue.
So you're talking more on like the challenge or transformation bolt-on things?
A little of all of it. I mean, yeah. they've all got pros and cons to doing it. But I see, I mean, I was looking at a gym the other day that I'm having a call with, and it's like a large group, or excuse me, general access model. But then they pretty much offer every type of training possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they don't do any one of them really well. You know what I mean? So it's just like they want to be the Cheesecake Factory and serve anybody.
Yeah, it's as tough. We had that buffet versus fine dining analogy. And I think that holds true. But really what we're really talking about here is the focus.
Mm-hmm.
The focus of your marketing, the focus of your sales operations, the focus of your systems internally. They all change when you start bolting things in. I got caught up in this trap years ago when we were running short-term things up front, and really comes, you almost have to go through a cycle and see like, well, it's good for this and it really sucks over here. And, you know, maybe in the short term, I get a little bit upfront pop and maybe I get a whole bunch of clients in the gym. And then like you fast forward 3 to 6 months and it's like, well, I got to do that all over again in order to keep that up. And where, you know, there's these clients that just kind of went through that entire same time frame and they're still with us before and after. I'm like, well, wait a minute. This is a distraction. Doing these challenges is a distraction. Look, I understand why you do them. I know it. I mean, at the time it made a lot of sense. It's like, well, I need a reason to get somebody off the couch. And if it means that I could put a small low ticket or high ticket thing, call it a low barrier offer up front just to get them to take action, like, cool. And while it got them in, it didn't keep them in. Because the type of person, we call them transformation clients versus lifestyle clients. There's two totally different mindsets when it comes to these folks that you're bringing in. And you're always thinking like, well, I can turn a transformation client into a long-term client. You think that.
You believe that, yeah.
And while sure, there's going to be some percentage that do, we have guys in our gym. I know Mitch is one of them that came in on a three-week, $97 thing 8 years ago, yeah. And he's still here. But like that's, I can count that on like one or two hands. Like it's not the majority. The majority of the clients come in through standardized marketing or SEO keyword-based Google searches that say personal training is the solution I'm looking for. They're not looking for a 6, 8, 12-week thing. They're looking for the lifestyle, and obviously they stay the longest, and that's why we only focus on lifestyle clients. We'll do a whole training on lifestyle clients later, but like honestly, you don't know it until you've done both, and then you realize like, man, these other clients, they're just a distraction. Sure, it got me through this month or that month, or it was cool to see like a big revenue month. Maybe you get an extra 20 grand or something crazy and they're like, oh my God, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
But you feel like you're on top of the world and you feel like you've got it all figured out when you're in the middle of those things because you're like, oh dude, I'm just selling, this marketing's working, people are coming in. And two major things. They're both distractions. One, you're looking at that instead of your regular service offerings.
I was going to say the same thing.
And then once those people are in, you've got to service them, like you said, and do they ever stay? And like I said, you're going to say, well, yeah, I had Mitch stay. Well, that's not the majority. Like, I'm talking like it's the exception.
Correct.
The exception is you get a couple people that stick around. Most people are here and gone. And the reason I know this is true, because if you ever run three or four of those things in a row and you get the same person joining three or four times, it means they didn't become a member. Yeah. They came to join your thing. And, you know, there's two different mindsets. And I don't see the other side. I see my side, obviously, because it's my brain. But, like, the other side says, well, take the money.
Yep.
If you're going to give it to you, take the money. I'm like, well, it's a distraction.
Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
Well, and I'll go one step further, because the other end of the coin is you start doing those things and you run those consistently, and that starts to become the ethos of the gym. You've got short-term mentality. You're running it a couple times a year, every other month, or whatever, however often you can continue to push it in the marketplace, because you need to recreate those sales. And the distraction that's taking place is, as you're always focused on that the next person coming in, on those challenges, on the short term, whatever they may be, they're the clients that are getting your attention, and your client base starts to feel that hit. Your people who are paying you month over, year over, start to see that they're just part of the system, and they're not really getting the same attention as those others. What's going to happen? That base of clients that you have established, start to trickle off. Well, now guess what happens? Your need for more clients gets greater. So what do? Right back to the short-term solution, and you're not getting a long-term result. And you create that rat race.
Well, the thing we said several episodes ago is the only way to fix that is to take the hit now. I mean, you're going to have to take the hit sooner or later. You're going to have to take the hit and just stop doing those things. You know, we started this conversation on profit centers. We changed it into transformations, but the same thing can be said about profit centers in your gym, like nutrition or even stretch. Like, we have stretch here. We love it. It's a great add-on for our clientele, but I'll tell you, all of our expenses are covered by our memberships. Like, that's icing on the cake.
Correct.
We're not stopping marketing over here. We're not really marketing for stretch. We're just selling to our current members base to upsell them into the next thing, which is the Ascension Ladder model. Yeah. So while, yes, we do have two services now, our main service, which is going to be 99.9% of the revenues coming from semi-private training, recurring revenue. That's it. That's all we do. You know, we tried supplements for a while. It just didn't take off. We have a t-shirt thing. We ended up giving away more shirts than really selling them. So that became more of a rewards program, the shirt store. Nutrition is a fraction of a percent of revenue, even though we offer it. But it's one coach, and it's her clientele that we just give her a little commission for. Super simple. The main thing is our main thing. And I don't think there's another gym that has our same mentality when it comes to the main freaking thing. It's just that. Like, we don't have like 20% of revenue coming from anywhere else. It's like 1% or 2%.
You know, and the crazy thing is, when I talk to gym after gym after gym, and they have all of these options for their clientele, they're selling 15 different, you know, whatever they may be, profit centers in their gym. They all equate to this, you know, a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 month. And because I think, like, to your point, I think it's just a distraction, right? You don't have the bandwidth to keep every one of those really successfully, you know, humming in your business. And the truth is, it probably happens at the expense of your memberships. And if you just increase your membership base,
could fix a lot of the problems.
Most of the problem and the need for all of those other things.
Well, even in a situation where you got three or four things, I bet you 80-20 rule still applies. You're still going to get 80% of your revenue from 20% of that list of services.
Sure.
I always go back to the story where it was the epiphany that I had when we looked at our two service offerings at the time, was large group and semi-private. And it was no question in my mind what we needed to do. We looked at the lifetime value and the length of term of the length of time people stayed with us based on two different membership options that we had years ago. And it was not even, it was like five times the revenue was coming from semi-private training. The five-time client value, it was five times the length of membership. It was triple the cost. It was all the things that, like, it wasn't, well, these people stay longer and pay less, and then these people who pay more and stay long, whatever.
It didn't equate to the same.
It wasn't even close. Yeah. All the benefits landed on semi-private. They stayed longer. They paid longer. Their lifetime value was obviously much higher. They were easier to service. It was just all the great things that we believe in was coming from this one type of client. And that's the day we pulled the Band-Aid off and got rid of, made the decision at least to get rid of all large group training services, only do semi-private. And that was the day everything changed.
Yeah. And there's a level of intentionality around that, right? I mean, it wasn't an emotional decision. You guys looked at the math. It was easy because the logic and math and everything showed you the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you could then obviously the interpretation of who the clientele are, what they have to say, all there.
Everything gets laser focused, laser targeted. So we have one service offering, one type of client. And, you know, the gyms that I talk to, and we just signed up a guy in our Iron Circle, and, you know, he's probably got one of the highest revenue gyms I've ever talked to a gym owner of this type of model. 40 over, semi-private. Another guy I talked to yesterday, he's going to be a speaker at a Grow Summit. Seven locations now out of New Jersey. He's had a couple other states. But anyways, large semi-private training. His is 7-1. Okay, a little bit off. He calls it small group, but it's the 40-plus crowd, lifestyle client.
Yeah.
The Iron Circle member I was speaking to in the book, he's like, man, when I read that lifestyle client versus transformational client, it was like everything finally made sense to me. The way you wrote it, it was like, yeah, that's exactly what we have and want more of. How do we do that? And so it's funny because you almost have to, because both of those gentlemen did other things first.
Sure.
The guy that's going to be speaker, he was doing like a garage style base, you know, strength, underground fitness style, group style training, you know, CrossFit-esque.
Sure.
Other guys, large group was part of it. We did large group. John Farkas, who's in our Iron Circle, did large group. Jerry Washak did large group. Casey Washak did large group. Now they all focus on semi-private.
And it goes back to that skate where the puck is going, not where it's at, you know? And
it's just a better model.
Like, it is.
You'll see, like, again, it's the $1 million model. That's what we speak to. And guys, you know, hopefully we'll have a way for you to register for the next one somewhere in the links of the show notes or something. But we, like, break it down. Like, it's not a preference of, like, I like training these people better. Because if I'm being honest, like, probably large group training members, younger, more athletic, are a little bit more fun to train as a trainer, but like they don't bring the money.
I was just going to say, I think I wonder how many gym owners start their style of business based upon what they think would be enjoyable, get into it, realize the math isn't adding up, I'm never going to be where I want this gym, this business to be, and they don't know how to make that pivot, or they're not.
That point in time where they realize that some never get there.
It's in that I was going to say some don't even realize that it's the model itself that's the problem, or that the business doesn't have the capability of getting you where you want, and so you just show up and keep doing what you're doing, and you get the same results you've always gotten, and probably diminishing now at this point.
It seems like it's harder than ever to get a large group training gym profitable. Just large group.
We talked about that. I mean, the math.
I mean, going back to the whole why gyms bolt things on, it's just like it's so difficult. I think you're better off. I know you're better off switching your model. If you need help switching your model, like this is what we do. Switch to semiprivate.com might be a good resource for you. Check that out. If not, jump on a call. Here's the point of this episode. Stay focused on the main thing. Recurring revenue greater than your base operating expenses in your service, in the one thing that you do the best. Make it the best, have the best delivery, have the best customer experience around that product, and get rid of all of the 10%, 2%, 5% profit or revenue streams and just focus on the one. and your life becomes easier and more profitable and probably be in business a little bit longer than what we're seeing out there today. So anyways, hopefully that helps you guys. If you need help, jump on a call. We'd love to chat with you. Till next episode. Till that next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.